Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loyalty is everything, but I feel like with so much gray area, there's other ways to go around this.
The ladies are blowing up the power lines. Go ahead, girl. What do you say?
No, I don't. I think that the child needs to tell the mom and not confront the dad, because if he confronts the dad could lie on the son.
Yeah.
And we don't know if it's a son or daughter, and it's definitely not dad. It's a boyfriend. Yeah.
Well, if he confronts the boyfriend could lie to mom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about the boyfriend thing.
I think that he should just tell, the child should tell mom.
Okay.
That's kind of where I'm going with it.
I think that to level it out, because at that point, if he just goes and whoever, that he or she goes and confronts the boyfriend about the situation, then they're going to be, the boyfriend's going to get mad. And then he's going to go already talk to mom and try to sweeten her over and say, hey, hit me up and make it seem like something that
it's
not.
Yeah, see, there, and, he gives her a chance to come up with the story, because the minute he finds out that the kid knows, he goes to mom and says, hey, look, so-and-so thinks something's going on, and it's not what it looks like.
And it's not. Yeah. He hit me up because it was something I had over there, just coming up with some lie, and then the mom's going to believe it, you know.
And now you got all kind of drama.
You know a little too much about all that.
Hey,
a little too intuitive.
Hey, I only got a 7-year-old, but I pray that my 7-year-old tells me if he ever seen something with a boyfriend or anything.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah, we love you for it. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Good stuff this morning. 869-1093 at Power 93.5. How about you?
Yes, it's a dilemma, because you never know that the mother might already know and just not say nothing because of their situation.
So that's
a kind of tricky question. She might already know and not just saying nothing. But also, you should say something, because it might blow up, and that's an ex. Why are you talking to an ex anyway?
Ooh. Damn, burn.
Wow.
Didn't we have this conversation earlier in the week? Yeah. Hey, girl, thank you. I like this. I like it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, why in the hell is he talking to an ex?
Oh, now you're not. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.